It is a Wednesday, October the 20th, 2021, 10-20-21, 20 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears with Glenn Coble on the air on this Wednesday. Remember, we've got this program today until 12 noon, and then A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble from 12:10 until 1 p.m., and then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. today, and that's how the rest of the day here on WWGH Radio will go. Now, let's see. Well, we had a call coming in because Adam and I spoke till the break there. If you want to call in regard to anything we talked about in the last hour, Geraldo or the vaccination, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yes.
Okay, I got like 1 minute. I can tell you this, but I got to tell you this real quick. So I said I was never calling WTOM ever again as a preservation of my mental health.
Right.
Against my better judgment, I did.
Ooh.
And they suggested we get a hold of the manager of the station, Ray Davis.
Ray Davis?
Yes. He can be emailed. They wouldn't give me a phone number, but he could be emailed at ray@wtom.com. And get ready to get mad. You know what they told me? He said, we're aware of your little radio station. He called us little. The guy in the newsroom did. I said, was that the reason why we can't get Geraldo?
did they have an answer for that?
He said, I can't talk to Rob right now. Rob Rosicki, the manager, or producer, rather, because he's literally producing the show right now. He's busy pushing buttons and everything. I said, oh, he pushed a couple of my buttons when he lied to me. I said, I don't think that's good business practice. That's not even good moral.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. So now
now they're putting it off on to Ray Davis, the station manager.
Oh my!
I think it's all your fault.
What a mess.
Anyway, we got to start email. Oh, and he said he blamed. He put you in it. He said, we know that your manager's giving out our phone number, asking people to call us. And I said, well, you're wrong, because I lost the number, and I actually got this number off of the internet, so it's public knowledge.
Well, isn't the number... isn't that a funny thing, though, because they didn't know that before?
Well, I don't know why. I'm just telling you what he said. He said, we know that your station manager's giving out our phone and instructing everyone to call. And I said, well, stop right there. I got this number off the internet. That's public knowledge.
Well, and I don't know that I've came on here and said what we're doing, and I have given the number, but I don't know that I ever instructed anybody to call.
Well, anyway, I just like, now you said quote me on this. He used the word little. He goes, we know about your little station. I said, so that's why we can't. I said, so how would I even know we want to talk to him? He goes, ma'am, I don't know what Geraldo knows. I can't even talk to the producer, Rob, right now, because he's busy producing the show, pushing buttons and stuff. I said, oh, yeah, he pushed a couple buttons. You don't lie to Sarah Berger.
Doesn't that sound, that sounds a little dismissive, though, that he's over there pushing buttons. That sounds a little rude.
He doesn't know how nice you are.
My
Anywho,
goodness.
So, now since you're so good at instructing your listeners, instruct them to email the station manager, ray@wtam.com. That's Ray Davis.
Okay, well, there we go. Thank you, Sarah.
All right, toodles.
Bye-bye, Sarah.
Now, I would just like to point out here that, people can do what they want to do. I am not instructing anybody. Now, have I given the information? Certainly. Is it available on the internet? Certainly it is. But, you can do what you want to do. If you don't want to see Geraldo on the show, no big deal. At this point, it's a strange situation.
It's unbelievable. I mean, they should just come back. All they have to do is say, Geraldo does not want to talk to you, and that would probably end it, right?
Well, yeah, that would be, we'd finish off the journal, and that would be that.
Yeah.
He certainly
is not. They're afraid
to
say that. I wonder why.
Well, I don't know. We're such a little blip on their radar.
Right.
Why does it matter?
And they were besieged with calls, so we must be very little.
Well, you know what it seems like to me, and I'm no Perry Mason in this, but it sounds to me, because I highly doubt that they did research on this station.
Well, they might have looked up what you're, you know, that we... It would be common knowledge that we're a low-power station.
Yeah, but do they even know what the call letters are?
And do they know what our radius of our broadcast is?
Yeah, nothing. So my guess is somebody has probably intervened somewhere along here who probably does not care what this station is, which I think is great that somebody would get that involved, and probably has sent emails or phone calls in themselves.
I can't
say for sure, and to be honest with you, whatever, but that is a little strange, because if the phone operator knows this, and how would he know that I'm the station manager? Or show host, or whatever.
Didn't Sarah say station manager, right? That's what she said.
Right. How would they know that?
I don't know.
Especially the guy answering the phones, which wasn't even the producer.
Well, in fact, I'm the station manager.
You're the station manager. So there you go. But, I mean, isn't that a little bit odd? Doesn't it sound like they have a little too much information?
I think they're just a little too involved in it. They ought to just say, we can't do it. We're not going to do it. And then we can say, okay, thank you. End of our journal.
It's a very bizarre situation, to be honest, in my opinion. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Shaw.
Hey, Chip. How you doing?
Chip.
Good.
What's new?
No good.
How's work?
Good.
Good to hear. Still staying up there 5 days a week?
Yeah.
That's good. Has it been busy?
Yeah, and me. I'm good. Good.
Good. Good. Are you getting ready for Halloween?
Yeah.
Are you going out this year? Are you dressing up?
Okay, Amy.
Uh-oh.
Amy's
being called by Amy.
Amy's with you?
No.
Oh, she just left?
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, who's Amy, Chip?
Never mind. House manager.
Oh, house manager. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Was she over helping you out today?
Yeah.
So, what are you having to eat today, Chip?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Sounds good.
What are you going to have on your hot dogs?
Mustard.
Well, that sounds good. Well, it's good to hear from you, Chip. Are you dealing with this cold weather okay?
Yeah.
Bundling up?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good to hear from you, Chip.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Chip.
Bye.
And, of course, one of our local celebrities, Chip, who you can catch at the Kroger South out on Delaware Avenue.
Does he sign autographs?
I think he probably would if you asked him to. 6 to 10 during the week, I believe, is when he works. So always glad to take a phone call from Chip. And, again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I am curious, to be honest with you.
You know that killed the cat, right?
That killed the cat?
Yeah, curiosity.
I guess so. But, you know, this whole Geraldo thing is kind of strange in that clearly Rob, the producer, knows about it. Now Ray, the station manager, knows about it. And
two or three phone answerers
know. And phone answerers know about it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel, you know what really has come out of this that has made me feel great is the fact that, obviously, they were besieged with messages, which would speak to our listeners, number of listeners, first of all, and would also speak to their willingness to do something to help get a guest on the show.
I communicated with the station twice, and I'm hurt that they don't know my name.
I mean, I think that's the most hilarious thing in the world. I think that it, first of all, it's serious. It's not a joke. We would like to have Geraldo on.
Of course you would.
Yeah, and it's also not a joke that this is what we're doing. We're trying to book him. Now, what's strange to me is I have emailed this Rob guy twice and gotten zero responses. Now, if he really felt besieged and betrothed and whatever, why didn't he just respond and say, he's busy?
Betrothed?
Yeah.
You're going to marry him? What? I've never heard that word.
No, I think he's been besieged and betrothed. Maybe he got left at the altar. He feels
maybe
bad.
Maybe he did. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's odd that you wouldn't respond and say, no thanks.
Yeah. I mean, that's all you have to do to end the whole thing.
And then we put the thing in the book, and we go along.
But they don't want people out there who may be audience listeners, they don't want them to think, oh, Geraldo's being rude to them. They can be rude to Sarah, or they can be rude to us, but they don't want people, they don't want you to say, well, they've told us, nope, they won't talk to us anymore. That would, it might turn some people off that listen to this station.
Well, but it's odd, because we're such a little thing to them, I guess.
To them?
Yeah.
My wife thinks we're big.
Well, I'm just confused, because, you know, we live in this world where there, and again, now this speaks to a whole other thing that I've constantly talked about, being over the air. Now, there are some news sources that are not over the air at all. Number one, XM Radio, Sirius Radio, is not over the air.
Right.
Cable television is not over the air. Roku is not over the air. Smart TVs are not over the air. So, how do they look upon a station now? Because we certainly are available on TuneIn. We certainly are available on the website. And we know people listen in other areas of the world and have had guests on like Bill Cosby. So I'm not quite sure. How do you measure what is a big station and what is a little station?
Well, I assume they're measuring it by audience measurements. But I don't think they have any way of measuring our audience because...
We don't have any way of measuring our audience.
Yeah, what is it? I'm trying to remember the company that measures radio audiences. Is it...
Nielsen, I think, is who does it now. I really don't know. We've never paid for anything like that.
Yeah.
So I would have no idea.
Yeah. Well, it's their loss, not ours.
Right, and what we did in this whole Geraldo Journal, I think has been... I mean, I guess here's the irony of it. If a lot of people from one station were calling, asking the same thing, wouldn't you guess that that came from somewhere? Although I didn't tell anybody to call this morning.
No. I don't know. I think you ought to leather bind your journal and give it to the Historical Society and say what really happened. We got stood up.
Well, I mean, heavens to. I think of what these zoo programs.
Murgatroyd.
Well, I didn't want to be. Who is that? Who did that? Snagglepuss.
I don't know.
Didn't he used to say that? Well, I did not want to be. I mean, we certainly are not the morning zoo. We certainly are not Howard Stern, like he used to be. We certainly are not doing that type of thing. I would consider this to be pretty mild, and also the fact that we are serious.
Yeah, and we are within that station's listening radius, I believe.
Well, apparently, but we can't get them.
We can't get them.
We tried.
I'm sure that if they're pumping out the power they claim to be pumping out, maybe they're little, but we can't get them down here.
What, is that a knock? I always have figured if this is a little station and the guests we've been able to get, hey, all for little stations.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and also, because of the science of radio signals, no one gets out past the line of sight on FM. So if you're on AM, you can bounce the thing all around the world if the weather is right. But none of us are any bigger or smaller based on that, you know. I don't know.
And it's funny, this is the person that it's happened with to me. You know, Bill Cosby has been on in recent times. Phil Donahue has been on in recent times.
Madeleine Albright, Jesse Jackson, Al Franken.
The Treasurer of the United States.
Treasurer of the United States. And it's odd to me that this is the one that is, unobtainable. I don't get it.
Well, I almost can see them sitting in the back room going, hey, we got this stupid call from this little radio station.
Well, apparently more than one.
Yeah, well, and Geraldo saying, there's nobody. Check them out.
Well, do you think that's, because I would guess that these other people are completely aware of what's going on.
I
don't know. It's an odd situation all the way around, but it's been completely fun.
And it's given that's what it's for.
Yes, and it's given me something to talk about from morning to morning. And it's also really charting what does happen when you try to book a guest.
Yeah. Well, now I assume Rob is his manager. Is that correct?
Producer, I think, is what
I producer.
Heard.
So maybe he has a booking agency that we would be required to go through, but they should have told us that if that was
there has been no information.
Yeah.
None. And you know what else is strange to me? Like when those people from the Boston station called here. Now, what is the difference?
They gave up, though.
Yeah, but what would be the difference between them calling me on air, ambushing me on air? I never ambushed Geraldo. I never said to call him on the air.
No.
I never said anything like that. So
now there's a thought.
Well, yeah. But what's the difference in the grand scheme of things?
Yeah, and I kind of found it fun that we were getting people from Boston jumping your
ID. Yeah, and I had a guy from Arizona send me a message saying, did you see this program? Oh, there's somebody saying hello. Hello to whoever that is. I mean, I've had people saying, basically, did you hear that, boss? I thought it was funny. I mean, I certainly didn't make me angry.
Well, it's nice that you have a pretty mild temper because I can imagine several people in my radio career that would have gotten really angry with what the response is from those people.
Well, but we're not doing rocket science here.
I am.
You know, we're not doing brain surgery. This is broadcasting, and I'm not really sure. I mean, the point to me was to get the interview. We did that. You can't take that away, that there would be some kind of critic. Well, that doesn't shock me. Did you see? Now, this is an interesting story. Yesterday,
I'll decide whether it's
interesting. Well, you've seen The View. You know The View.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, apparently a big story came out because Meghan McCain, who was a panelist on The View,
mm-hmm.
left kind of abruptly last
yes.
year, announced her departure and left. Well, now she's either writing a book or something, but she gave an interview to Variety magazine, and she said, well, the real reason I left the show was because when she came back off maternity leave, I guess they were having a discussion that morning about something Republican and Democrat, and her and Joy Behar had gotten into it that morning,
they
which
would.
Is not unusual.
Yeah,
they're from different sides of the aisle, but that apparently Meghan McCain just coming back from maternity leave was trying to lighten it up, and she said something to the effect of, haven't you missed me, Joy? Haven't you missed me being here in the middle of this fight?
That's kind of snide, though.
Well, but Joy's response on the live show was, no, I haven't missed you at all, not at all, zero.
Well, she was being honest.
Well, but then, I guess that really hurt Meghan McCain's feelings.
Well, she was having postpartum depression.
Right. And that's what she said. And she said she went during the commercial break and actually vomited. It really hurt her that Joy would say that her coworker. So, you know,
I got a violin at home. I can play a song for
But
her.
I mean, that isn't that why people but and Joy Behar's response to this whole thing has been, anytime you give an opinion, 50% of your audience hates you.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everybody agrees on everything.
Yeah.
So, she had no problem with it.
I've tried to justify that in my head, knowing that on the air, there are people listening to me that are calling me bad names. And I kind of like that. It gives me props. It makes me feel, okay, call me bad names. That means at least you're paying attention.
Well, I just thought that was funny. And the fact that Meghan McCain couldn't say that when she was leaving the show.
Well, we all take ourselves way too much...
too seriously.
Seriously, yes. And one nice thing about getting older, you do think more about the end of life than you probably should. But one of the things you think about is what is the meaning of what I'm doing right now? And quite frankly, I've decided there is very little meaning to other people of what you're doing right now. Maybe your family and your closest friends, but most people, you know, you may pick your nose in front of somebody and they'll go, ugh, but they're not going to remember you picked your nose in front of them in 20 seconds, you know.
It's funny because I've said this many times. Broadcasting is fun.
Yeah.
I have enjoyed this 20-year period, and I assume in some form or fashion I would continue doing this if this went away, when we were having the conversation earlier this year about the FCC.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, some people think that would be some kind of gigantic destruction for me if I couldn't do this every day. I do three different things in the course of a day that I enjoy. I wouldn't be doing them if I didn't enjoy them. The other things aren't going away, and it's not even like if this went away that I couldn't go do something else similar to this. First of all, I quit WMRN. I walked out of there free will. I told them that I was leaving. They
Adios.
Did not. Yeah, they. So I walked away from that one. If I'm in such love with that, I probably wouldn't have done that. I worked at WDCM for a while. They went off the air. Much like what would have happened with us, they went off the air. I didn't sit at home and cry for a week. I thought, okay, well, that was a fun experience. Now it's over. And then this came along. And we've had 7.5 great years.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you? If it stopped, it stopped. Nothing goes on forever. Much like I think about shows that get canceled. You know, the Jeffersons. We had Marla Gibbs on a few weeks ago. Marla Gibbs said she found out that the show was over after 11 years by reading it in the trades. Nobody called from the network to tell her it was over.
That's kind of rude, but what difference does it make? I've thought about this a lot at night with my puppy dog. Why should I worry if you fired me? Well, I guess I'm not employed, really. But if I got
said,
fired,
don't come back.
Yeah, if you said don't come back, it's not going to bother me.
No.
I'll go do something else. It might bother me if I didn't know why. But
people find that hard to believe because it's something you like, that it would be traumatic if it was gone. That somehow would, and also that it negates everything you did while you were there.
Well, I've been fired twice, probably three times, but two times were real firing. One of them was at Ohio University, and I got fired along with a bunch of other male administrators because we got a new president that came in. I got fired once from a radio station because I asked for the $3,000 the guy owed me back pay. And the only time I cried about it was when I got fired from OU because I loved athletics, but it only lasted one day.
Well, the point is the only people I would feel sorry for with this station is the people who listen, because I know they are devoted listeners. And bottom line, to be honest, more than any guest, and I'm sincere in this, I care far more about the listeners because they are there every single day. I know there are households where this station's not turned off. I know that this is people's entertainment. I just got approached the other day in the grocery store from somebody who said, thank you for covering that auditor story so closely, because there'd be no other way in this town to get that.
Yeah.
So that's what I would feel bad about. I would feel bad for the listeners. But, you know, Lord, I have a life, for God's sake.
You would miss the people you work with, I'm sure.
Oh, you always do that.
You'd miss me. You'd miss...
Linda.
Linda. You'd miss all the people
yeah,
you work
sure.
with. Which is what I missed when I was asked to leave OU. I missed the people that I dealt with. But on the bright side of that, on the silver lining side of that, you also don't have to deal with the jerks that you didn't like
working with. No, it's all the people you did not like working with
yeah.
you don't have to deal with anymore.
Yep.
And also, you don't have to be part of the grind
yeah.
every single day and every single thing. So, you know, you do get some relief in that regard.
Well, now, when I left the credit union here in town, this is something I've never told anybody, including my wife, I did not miss anything about the credit union. I do like credit unions. I like their philosophy. And I liked a lot of the people at the credit union. Those are the two things I missed. I didn't miss what I was... And I missed, because I was in the public relations side of the credit union, I miss going out and talking to all the people. I love doing that. That's why I came and decided to be on radio. But the grind, like you said, the grind is a grind.
Well, and I think in a certain way that it's fun to have a new adventure, because that's exactly what, I mean, we've talked about it here, that if the license some reason did get, for whatever reason, did get pulled, there are so many people that listen to us on TuneIn, we would just, I don't even think we'd stop for a day.
Yeah, I think it would be, it was, when you said that, my first thought was, ooh, I really don't want to go off air and just be on the internet. And then after I thought about it a while, I thought, hey, that might be fun anyway.
Well, we would be a constant streaming station, which there are stations that only stream.
Right.
And our content would not change, but we would be so free of rules.
We could swear.
We could swear, not that we would, but we could do all kinds of things that we cannot do now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like it would go away. So I really don't understand people's thinking when they think that is I don't even know what they think it is, to be honest. It's codified thinking. It's convoluted. I think they're miserable. I think people who are trying, I think they're miserable. I really feel bad, because I do, because I have no anger toward anybody, to be honest with you, but I feel bad that some people are that obsessed and angry that they think that doing something to you is going to somehow make them feel better or make you feel worse.
Yeah, well, look at our society right now. Our society has gotten more and more angry at each other. If you don't agree with me, you're wrong. Well, come on now. Let's just stop and think about this. The angrier you get at somebody, the less you're doing for yourself. And you're not bothering them a bit. When I go home and think about somebody that may be angry because I did my progressive life and they didn't like something I said, it doesn't bother me that they're angry. They can go ahead and be angry. I'm just going to go to the store and do my grocery shopping just like I always do.
Because it's never the intent to make people angry.
No, absolutely not. It's
never.
Just to put thoughts out there. My show, particularly, is intended not to make people angry at me and not to get people to agree with me. It's just to let people know the way I think.
Let me tell you what my favorite thing in the world is.
Okay.
My favorite thing in the world, and it ties back to this Geraldo a little bit, when somebody points out something that was done on this show or said or tries to tape it or something like that, the fact that they listen is so hysterical to me, because clearly if I did not like that person, why would I put myself through the misery of listening to them on such a constant basis? That speaks to somebody's psychological makeup, and I don't even know, do they understand how nuts that sounds to people who are getting emails like that? Here's somebody I hate, look what they said about you. Well, don't they realize that person on the other end goes, if you hate them, why are you listening to them?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I've told you that I make it a chore every week to at least listen to 10 minutes of Fox News. I do that, and I do it almost religiously, because otherwise it would make me so angry. But there are times where I'm listening, and I just have to turn it off. That's the alternative. If you don't like it, turn it off. If you don't like us, turn us off.
Well, and also this does go, and I do want it to, maybe we'll save it for the second hour since we're down to 10 minutes, but I feel bad for public people who have had to face things like that that were bad. My stuff has never been bad to me. It's all explainable. It's
your stuff? What stuff?
Well, I mean, anytime somebody said something bad about me.
Oh, okay.
I've never thought that it was horrible.
Well, I told you what some people told me about you.
And I just thought, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's their opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how...
I found out differently since then, by the way.
Well, and this is subjective. This is a subjective business that if you don't like me, I can't make you like me. And if I sit here trying to make you like me all morning.
That's a song. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, but I mean, really, how bad a broadcast would that be? If I sat here every morning worried about what people thought about me, I would be so bland, so boring, so... you'd have nothing to do. You'd have nothing to send to anybody. You'd have no evilness to do. I mean, it would be just completely boring. You cannot... Essentially, you're doing the broadcast for you. You're doing it the way you think it should be done. You're not doing it to suit somebody else. If somebody else likes it, great.
Yeah.
But you're not doing it for them.
No. Well, indirectly you are if you're interested in getting them information. You're doing it a little bit for them. It's kind of like wearing a mask. It helps both.
Yeah, but don't you want to know, much like with the auditor, that was to get education and information out to the public. But I wanted to know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I did too when we started doing that particular thing. Of course I wanted to know about
right.
it.
Right. So, in a completely non-political, non-threatening interview this morning, you know, October 15th, I think, was the date. 70 years ago, I Love Lucy premiered. And I had Lucille Ball's secretary on this morning. Mm-hmm. I asked Lucy's secretary what I was curious about. Now, hopefully, it's what you were curious about, and hopefully you liked hearing Lucille Ball's secretary, one of the few people remaining who knew her very well.
How old is she?
You know, I don't know how her probably older than that.
Yeah, could be in the 90s.
But that's, to me, it's stuff I'm curious about.
Well, I think that's the only thing that will make our discussion on the air interesting, is if we're honest and we are interested in the answers that we're going after.
Clearly, Adam has done, I don't know how many programs right now, on masks. Mm-hmm. Clearly, that's his interest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's doing that program to satisfy people to like him. Mm-hmm. I think he's doing that because that's what he's curious about. Now, it's giving the community information about that particular story, but he's booking the guest. You don't call up the listeners and say, who do you want on the show? Honestly, the whole Geraldo Journal has been about including the listeners in the booking process. So, you know, and again, I don't know, aside from me jokingly calling Geraldo nuts, I don't know what negative has come of that. We've advertised their station like nobody's business.
Yeah. So anybody that drives up into that area is going to be turning it on their radio as they go through that area.
Right. And does anybody care that Matt from this tiny little station thinks Geraldo's nuts?
Matt?
They called me Matt at one point.
I think I vaguely remember that.
Which I think's hilarious.
Well, it's radio is fun. The reason why radio is fun is because there are all these things involved in doing radio. When I was young, we did radio dramas. The one that I wrote was called Power Prof, and we were at a university, so Power Prof. Prof stood for professor. And it was so great to hear the response from the audience who would say, well, Power Prof would never say that. Well, okay. We would adjust. You know?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Fun. So, I mean, does anybody have an opinion on this? Do you do things in your life to please other people?
Oh, I think everybody does.
Well, do you?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, probably...
Half of my life is trying to please my wife.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I guess are you a people pleaser? Do you do it so people will like you?
I think most people want to have people like them. I'm not sure that they do things. Well, yeah, I think most people do things because they want people to like them.
But I don't think I don't know. See, because here's the thing. I know that there are certain things that you cover that aren't going to go over well with the majority of the audience. Yeah. And you know that going in.
Yeah.
But you do it because you want to hopefully inform them. Mm-hmm. Whether they like it or not, you want to inform them.
Our mission is education.
Right. So, I guess that you wouldn't do that if you were trying to just be a people pleaser.
No, I don't think there are very few people, I think, in life that's all they want to do is please people. But, you know, I'd rather be a people pleaser than somebody that just sits on a couch and does absolutely nothing.
Well, that's it. You know, a critic is the easiest thing to be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because all you have to do is listen to somebody else working and say, oh, isn't that awful? Not that you ever tried anything. You know, it's kind of like the Popcorn Festival conversation we had last week. You know, it's easy to critique what's going on, but what are you doing to fix it?
Yeah, and my wife and I have that argument all the time. She gets mad at such and such a politician. I said, well, then run for office. I can't run for, you know, there's always a reason why you can't. I was angry at politicians, so I ran for office twice. I got my tail handed to me, but that's okay. I did my job. I tried. And I may do it again someday. Who knows?
See, there you go.
Yeah. I don't know.
Never know.
I like being responsible to what I say. If I'm going to tell you something, I'm going to believe in it. Hypocrisy is my biggest fear, my own hypocrisy. If I become hypocritical, please tell me I'm being hypocritical. Because I don't want to be hypocritical.
Well, yeah, and I don't think most people do, and I think that's why...
Well, I think most people don't care.
Well, I don't think they are being hypocritical.
Yeah, they've rationalized it away in their heads.
Yeah,
Much like, well, I'm not going to go there.
Well, but I don't think people realize that they're being hypocritical or they wouldn't be it. You know, we had this conversation about evil people at one point. If somebody thought they were evil, they wouldn't be doing it.
I'm not sure about that.
Do you think people want to be evil?
I think there are people that enjoy being evil, yeah. I think they like thinking they're the prince of darkness, you know. I do.
Oh, well, I guess if you enjoy that.
Yikes.
I don't know. Is that how you'd want to live your life?
Well, there are people I think that do. And there are also people that are people pleasers, which is on the other side of that.
Yeah, but I think most people fall in the center.
I do too.
Most people, they're not trying to be evil. They're not trying to please the world, but they're just doing what they think is best on a daily basis.
I think most people are ambivalent about anything like that. I think they just ride the storm.
Right, and I think that's what it is. You do what, I don't, you know, I've heard of people who do shows, especially in the broadcast industry, who really, when they're over, they blame themselves for things that went wrong. They'll listen to them again and say, oh, why didn't I do that? And
yeah, that'd be a horrible life.
Well, it is. I mean, I've never thought that in my life. I've never thought, oh, man, I should have done that. I should have done this. Why?
It's over.
You can't do it again.
I did that back when I was a kid. Oh, I should have told mom this, or I don't do it anymore.
No, it seems silly to me.
Yeah.
In a way. And also, you've got to have things in your life that are bright spots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are things that I look forward to every day. Mm-hmm. And that's a nice place to be.
Yeah. Now, one of the things as you get older, and you're a very young man, but one of the things you do start to worry about as you get older is, what can I look forward to tomorrow? Okay, I can no longer look forward to having a new family. I'm past that age. But I do look forward to maybe visiting my old family. You know? So, yeah, having spots that you can do. Even that's one of my biggest fears about dying, is that I won't have something to look forward to. Why will I care?
Well, and I tell you, and to do this very quickly with a minute left to go here, the other day I heard of a story between two people who, I mean, they're not particularly close, but they've known each other for a long time, and they both are public personalities. And now a very not nice event has happened between them. Now, it's all been done in the background. Nobody knows about it, but now they're really not, they're on the outs, is basically how it was explained to me, that these two people are now on the outs. Well, I don't think either one intentionally wanted that to happen, but I think it was a sequence of events, but it doesn't end your life. You say, oh, okay, well, I'm sorry that happened. Maybe one day we'll be able to fix it. If not, okay.
I would think they would want to try to fix it, because if you have a friend, hang on to that friend.
Well, I don't know that they were ever friends.
Oh, okay.
I think they worked together.
Acquaintances.
Yeah, yeah, and I think maybe that's why it got a little more vicious than it needed to. But we're going to come back and talk about lots more in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. To legendary attorney and